Jim Gilliam is now playing third, replacing Bart Shirley, who was lifted for a pinch batter. And Walt Bond will lead off for Houston. He'll be followed by Bob Aspromonte and then Jimmy Wynn.
First baseman, number 23, Walt Bond.
Well, Walter has not had a hit. He has been up three times. Very few people have had hits out here today. We've had only a total of six hits, three off Bruce and three off Drysdale. Walt has popped up twice and grounded out. So Bond, the left-handed batter, facing Drysdale, bottom half of the 10th inning. Ball, it's outside, ball one. One and nothing. Aspromonte moves into the on-deck circle off the left side. One ball, no strikes, no score, bottom of the 10th. Drysdale gets a sign again now from John Roseboro. Here's the pitch on the way, and Bond hits a foul up in the seats off the left side. And it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 count. Nobody out, nobody on base. Left-handed batter Bond, 1-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch now, and Bond takes a high outside pitch. This is not the first time that Houston has gone through nine innings of a nothing and nothing game. You may recall back in 1962. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ball high and outside, 3-1 on Bond. Back in 1962, Houston and Cincinnati went 12 innings of scoreless baseball here at Kohl Stadium before Johnny Klipstein hit a home run in the 13th to win it, 1-0. It was Farrell who pitched 12 consecutive innings, a shutout ball that night against the Reds. Ball four, and Bond is on to open the 10th. Well, that's only the second base on balls given up by Drysdale.
Number 14, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte.
First walk was to Jimmy Wynn in the fifth. So for the second inning in a row now, the Colt 45s have their lead man on, and here is Bob Aspromonte. Aspro is looking for his first hit. He is 0 for 3. Runner on first base is Bond. Ron Fairley holds up against him. Here's the stretch now. And Drysdale throws to Aspro, and he's going to bunt that ball. He took it inside for ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's the stretch again by Drysdale. Now, not too big a lead by Bond off first. Aspro bunts a foul down the first base side. One ball and one strike. A base on balls to Bond to open the bottom of the 10th with a score nothing and nothing. And Aspromonte now trying to get a bunt down. Jim Wynn will be up next. Drysdale, through nine innings, has allowed three hits, struck out five, walked two. Has a sign again now. Short lead again by Bond off first base. There's a throw over there. Fairley takes the throw but doesn't put the tag on Bond. Drysdale trying to hold the Houston first baseman close to the bag. One ball, one strike on Aspromonte, a right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way, and Aspro swings away on that one. The bunt sign was removed, and he bounces a foul ball in the seats back at third, and he's behind on Drysdale. Now one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Bob Miller, a right-hander, has joined Ron Peronoski in the bullpen for the Dodgers down the right field line. 1-2 count on Aspromonte with Jim Wynn up next. Drysdale checks his sign again, watches Bond on first, arms down. Here's the pitch to Aspro, very high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. After six innings at New York, Reds 3, Mets 1. Cincinnati trying to win their ninth game in a row. They have already taken the opener 4-1 from New York, while the Phillies were losing. Drysdale takes a bit of time out there in the mound now. He's after that Rosenbag. Ball two, strike two. Bond has walked to open the 10th, and it's a 2-2 count on Aspromonte. There is nobody out. Arms down by Drysdale. Here's the pitch to Aspro. There's a high pop in the infield. And the first baseman, Ron Fairley, right in front of the bag, has got it, and there's one down. So Aspromonte has popped to first. Bond holds at first base, of course, and here's Jimmy Wynn. Wynn has been on base once in the fifth inning. He drew a base on balls. And also has struck out. Officially, he is one for two. Fairley out talking to Drysdale now. Have had runners in scoring position in the sixth and in the ninth innings. And now they have Bond on first with one out in the tenth. And the batter, right-handed hitter, Jimmy Wynn, and Drysdale's first pitch, he got him on that one. Low outside pitch. And he got Wynn to bite on it, and it's one strike. Dodgers had runners in scoring position in the fifth inning and in the ninth. Here's the stretch now. Pitch on the way. Foul ball, and that's off Roseboro's mask off the right side of the plate, and Wynn gets behind on Drysdale, two strikes. Now, Eddie Casco will be up next. 0-2 count. Bond at first, one out. Score nothing and nothing. New baseball now for Drysdale. Morgan and Bruce singled in the ninth inning, and they picked up the second and third hits off Drysdale today. And there have been three hits off Bob Bruce. Here's the stretch now. Look over to first base. And there's a strike on the outside corner at the belt. Wynn has been called out on strikes. That's the second time in a row that Wynn has struck out. He struck out looking also in the eighth inning.
Shortstop number 11.
And that's the sixth strikeout for Drysdale, and each pitcher now has struck out six. Here's Casco with two outs and Bond on first. Al Eddie is 0 for 3. He struck out once. The other two times he's grounded out to shortstop. Last of the tenth, nothing and nothing. Drysdale now is motioning for Wes Parker, his right fielder, to come in a bit for Casco. Got a Wynn coming in from left center field toward the plate. Bond edges away from Fairley at first base, and the first pitch to Casco is a pop-up back into shallow center field. Trzuski going out for this one. Now the second baseman, Nate Oliver, makes the play on it, and that retires the side. So Bond, who walked to open the inning, is stranded on first base. And that's all for Houston, 10th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And we move to the 11th inning now. The score is still Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing.